Chapter 28. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, say to the leader of Tyre, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that your heart has become haughty, and you keep saying, I am a god, in the seat of God I have seated myself, in the heart of the open sea. Whereas an earthling man is what you are, and not a god, and you keep making your heart like the heart of God. Look, you are wiser than Daniel. There are no secrets that have proved a match for you. By your wisdom and by your discernment, you have made wealth for your own self, and you keep getting gold and silver in your storehouses. By the abundance of your wisdom, by your sales goods, you have made your wealth abound, and your heart began to be haughty because of your wealth. Therefore this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that you make your heart like the heart of God, therefore here I am bringing upon you strangers, the tyrants of the nations. They will certainly draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and profane your beaming splendor. Down to the pit they will bring you, and you must die the death of someone slain in the heart of the open sea. Will you without fail say, I am God, before the one killing you, whereas you are a mere earthling man and not a god in the hand of those profaning you? The deaths of uncircumcised ones you will die by the hand of strangers, for I myself have spoken, is the utterance of the sovereign Lord Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, lift up a dirge concerning the king of Tyre, and you must say to him, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. You are sealing up a pattern full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. In Eden, the garden of God, you proved to be. Every precious stone was your covering, ruby, topaz, and jasper, chrysolite, onyx, and jade, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, and of gold was the workmanship of your settings and your sockets in you. In the day of your being created, they were made ready. You are the anointed cherub that is covering, and I have set you. On the holy mountain of God you proved to be, in the midst of fiery stones you walked about. You were faultless in your ways from the day of your being created until unrighteousness was found in you. Because of the abundance of your sales goods, they filled the midst of you with violence, and you began to sin. And I shall put you as profane out of the mountain of God, and I shall destroy you, O cherub that is covering, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart became haughty because of your beauty. You brought your wisdom to ruin on account of your beaming splendor. Onto the earth I will throw you. Before kings I will set you for them to look upon you. Owing to the abundance of your errors, because of the injustice of your sales goods, you have profaned your sanctuaries, and I shall bring forth a fire from the midst of you. It is what must devour you, and I shall make you ashes upon the earth before the eyes of all those seeing you. As for all those knowing you among the peoples, they will certainly stare in amazement at you. Sudden terrors are what you must become, and you will be no more to time indefinite. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Sidon, and prophesy against her. And you must say, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Here I am against you, O Sidon, and I shall certainly be glorified in the midst of you, and people will have to know that I am Jehovah when I execute acts of judgment in her, and I am actually sanctified in her. And I will send pestilence into her and blood into her streets. And the slain one must fall in the midst of her by the sword against her on every side, and people will have to know that I am Jehovah. And no more will there prove to be to the house of Israel a malignant prickle, or a painful thorn out of all those round about them, those who are treating them with scorn, and people will have to know that I am the sovereign Lord Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. When I collect together the house of Israel out from the peoples among whom they have been scattered, I will also be sanctified among them in the eyes of the nations. And they will certainly dwell upon their soil that I gave to my servant, to Jacob. And they will actually dwell upon it in security, and build houses, and plant vineyards, and they must dwell in security when I execute acts of judgment upon all those treating them with scorn all round about them. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah, their God.